When does school start again?
How about the expression take up?
Well, that was when we were there at the schoolhouse and they'd ring the bell, taking up books, we'd
take,
say.
Oh, I see, like take when it's... Take.
When the school's assembled on the playground around, you know, the teacher rings the bell and he's taking up books.
I see.
That's the way we use that expression.
That means you're picking up the books to start.
It just means we go in the house and go to work on our books, you know.
Okay.
They use the expression taking up books. Mm-hmm. Taking up books.
Okay. Now, if a child was supposed to be in school but doesn't attend, you might say he was...
Well, he was absent.
Or
he
was supposed to be there, but he...
Yes,
didn't.
I know. He's... I have heard expressions.
Well, some of the expressions, laid out or
yeah,
playing hooky or...
That's right, laid out. That's about the best around here.
Okay. And then a person goes to school in order to get a good...
Education.
Yeah, and if he gets out of high school, he might go on to...
To college.
And when a child gets out of kindergarten, he goes into the...
To the grammar school or the rural school.
Year,
I mean...
What year is
elementary
your
school.
Grandson is in?
Elementary school.
In which grade?
First.
Okay, say the whole thing.
Our grandson is in elementary school in the first grade.
Okay, and a child sits in a school room behind a...
A desk?
Yeah, and in the room there might be 20 or 30.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there'd be 20 or 30 desks in a room.
Okay,
yeah.
And then a place where you check out books.
That's library.
All right, and the place where you mail a letter.
Is the mailbox or post office.
And where you'd stay in a strange town.
Pardon?
Where you'd spend the night in a strange town.
We went to the hotel or motel.
Okay, and the place you'd see a film.
On the television?
Well, you might, yeah, now that's about the only place, but there used to be a lot more of these before television.
Theater?
Out. Sure. And then they have an operation in the...
In the hospital.
And in the hospital there's a doctor and
a nurse.
And the place where you get the train is the...
Depot.
Yeah. And would you ever call it a railroad station?
Yeah, I called it a railroad station. I had that in mind when I spoke
would
depot.
Would you use that more likely than railroad station?
No, you'd use the depot, yeah, more than you would the railway station.
Okay.
And let's go to the depot. I'm going to catch a train.
Sure. And in the middle of town, a place where you might get a... I don't know if they have one here. They don't. Well, there is. That do you have a name for that grass out in front of the courthouse?
Courthouse lawn.
Okay. And then if you're walking across a field, not going straight across, you know, you might not go...
Yeah, going angling across the field.
Yeah. What, are there any other words that you use for angling across?
No, we'd use that. Angling would be here. Angling across.
All right. How about, you familiar with either Andy Godlin or... Cattywampus?
Yeah, I've heard the word cattywampus, but not the other word.
Not Andy Godlin?
No, sir. Never heard it. But I have used it. I've heard people that I have myself.
Catty corner, what would that mean? No. Okay.
Well, he's just going from sort of drifting at an angle.
Not straight.
That's right, not straight.
And in big cities, they used to have these things in town. Before they have buses almost all over. They used to have these
streetcars.
Yeah, and if you're on a streetcar, you might tell the conductor, "I want the next stop."
I want to get off the next stop.
And Newport is the
county seat of Cook County.
Yeah, and if a person works for the post office, you'd say he works for the federal.
He's in civil service, works for the government.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the police department is supposed to maintain...
Peace and order.
Or law.
Law enforcement.
Or law. That's right. Just what I mean, but I just want you to say those two words together, law and...
Law enforcement?
Yeah. But they talk about this so much in election years.
They
talk about crime in the streets and they talk about law and...
Order.
You know, you say the whole thing, that's it.
Law and order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the war between 1861 and 1865,